Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Thank you for waiting and welcome to the conference call from LA Commercial Properties. We inform that all the participants will be in the listen mode only during the presentation. Next, we will begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be supplied. If any participant needs assistance, please request the help of an operator dialing asterisk zero. Now I'd like to pass the floor to Mr. Sérgio Fischer, Chairman of LA, Mr. Felipe Gonçalves, CFO and Investor Relations Officer, and Mrs. Luciana Zanini, Director of Financial Planning and Investor Relations. Mr. Sérgio, you may proceed.
Good morning. It's with great satisfaction that we begin this conference call for Q4 2019. We had many events that show us the bright future of the company. I will talk more about this later. I'd like to talk about 2019. We showed with numbers a winning plan. We really delivered during 2019, 170,000 square meters due to our integrated operation for development of real estate and sales, with a very low cost of debt, CDI plus 1%. We had records and a good return for our investors. We hope to do even better in the future. We closed the year with vacant properties of 4.5% due to our strategy and a strong market for in e-commerce, where we see a lot of demand for our projects. And I'd like to mention we have a construction that began in 2020, and we have 75% already rented, including recurring clients. This is due to our good relationship with the client base, anticipating movements and always being first. With this speed of absorption is also due to our sales team, with a lot of experience, understands our business and our clients' business. Also in 2019, we did 70% of the rentals directly to the clients, and also we reinforced the partnership and relationship with the market, generating intelligence and information for the future. 60% of the rentals in 2019 were in clients that were already in our client base. So with the growth at the end of the year, we began a new project, and we intend to integrate another 1 million square meters in the next 5 years. We did our homework in 2019. Liability management. In terms of liability management, Felipe will talk about this, but I'd like to say that we are recycling and we raised 800 million with the real estate fund, more than half of what we need for the next 5 years. So we are prepared for this. We will give you more also details about LA Inter Fund. So we have 185 million for projects. So we're very happy it's integrated in the strategy of LAG. It has a great capacity to generate quality funding. So the first of many, we have authorized capital of 1 billion reais. And now we already have a great portfolio, 50% of the ODL for the plan already acquired. These acquisitions are in line with our plans and have been done at good prices. We're generating cash and improving profitability. The plots of land acquired, the construction continues, and we will focus on the next 2 years to develop the current plots of land, and with approvals, we should continue building. We will maintain our focus on profitability, and we have no reasons to change our parameters. I would like to pass the floor to Felipe. Thank you, Sergio. Good morning. I will talk about liability management that Sergio mentioned. During 2019, we made all our liabilities post-fixed, and thus decreasing the cost of loans. We raised 400 million. We closed the year with CDI index plus one interest rate. We're always monitoring the fixed term market to improve the conditions of our debt. As Sergio said, we have a longer term for paying off the loans and also opportunities for prepayment, lowering even more the cost of our loans. We'd like to highlight that LOG has a very low debt, close to zero, and we are thus making investments. This is due to the growing cash generation and opportunities that we have to generate capital by recycling assets. We will continue monitoring this as the market develops. Another highlight is the growth of adjusted EBITDA with recurring operations of rental, more than 18% more in relation to the previous year, although we had an increase in operational expenses, especially during the first year when we did our IPO. So there is volatility in the margin. Investments are coming and also recycling of assets. I would like to pass the floor to Luciana, and she will talk more about LOG. Thank you, Felipe. Good morning. I'd like to highlight the liability management. Apart from decreasing the cost of our debt, we also freed up many assets that had been given as collateral. In 1 year, we freed 400 million in assets that had been given in guarantee. This shows the quality of our credit. Apart from this, with growth, with the follow-on and recycling of assets, the expectation is that we will have even lower costs as time goes by. To conclude, the year of 2019 in LOG in the stock market was very positive in price and also liquidity. The increase in liquidity after October was in line with our expectations. 14 million reais. Finally, we have a shareholder base, 44% foreigners, 56% Brazilians. And of the Brazilians, 36% represent more than 22,000 individuals. Thank you very much. And now we'd like to begin the Q&A session. Thank you. We'd like to begin the Q&A session. If you have any question, please dial *1. Our first question comes from Gabriel Simões, Itaú BBA. Morning, Felipe, Luciana. Thank you for the presentation. I'd like to know about the pipeline for development. You said you have 47,400 square meters under construction to be delivered in the next two quarters. Can you give us a breakdown, what you will deliver in Q1 and Q2? Also, 152,000 square meters that you acquired this year. Could you give us more details? Did you buy with cash, or did you also exchange for real estate? And how long you believe it'll take to buy the other 400,000 square meters that are being negotiated? Gabriel. Well, the pipeline, if you see in our website, we have a detailed breakdown of the deliveries in terms of construction. 47,000 will be delivered during the year, concentrated in Q2, if I'm not mistaken, and one delivery in Q4 construction. We have new things, new properties, new construction that we will begin. We have some negotiations underway to begin this year. Now, apart from this, we're beginning many projects this year. So it'll be a little above 2019, we will have a lot of deliveries for the beginning of 2021. In relation to the pipeline of plots of land, we're looking for new opportunities in cities, locations where we are present. We're working with our clients. This is very important for us. The clients have come to us because of the quality of our projects. We're looking at all the regions in the country from the south to the north. So we're working. We had the All for One plan, and now we are buying new plots of land. So we have in two of these plots of land, we exchanged for other real estate instead of cash. So we have these cases, barter. We buy the plot of land in exchange for other assets. We have also plots of land that are waiting for approval. These 470,000 square meters, most of them we will be buying this year because our team is looking at more than 20 cities together with clients, and we're anticipating things, and we should conclude these purchases during this year. Thank you, Sergio. The next question comes from Andre Mazzini, Citibank. Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for the call. The question is about the increase in e-commerce. For example, the warehouse in Extrema for e-commerce. Do you believe we will have an increase in the participation of e-commerce? So does it make sense to have more build to suit? And some specs, this kind of tenant, what do they ask for? Do they want cross dock? Do they want larger areas? Do they want modular warehouses or similar to what you already have without many changes? Thank you. Well, let's begin with the first, e-commerce. Although we're showing in the release a stake of 8, almost 9%, these are the clients that have 100% dedicated operations in e-commerce. All the new rentals, 40% in the last year, are related to e-commerce, maybe partially. Some clients use our warehouses to operate e-commerce and also physical stores. We're talking to all the e-commerce operators. The demand is very strong. There are people preparing themselves. Well, we have 5% of retail being sold through e-commerce. So it is growing very rapidly, and they will need quality infrastructure for this. So from north to south, we see demand from large e-commerce players. Each one of them have their own criteria. They have their own criteria, each one of them. Normally, we only study BPS and including e-commerce in regions where we believe that the asset will be worth, will have value for the client and others, although we have long-term contracts. For example, same as Fit. So we worked on their project to have the capacity to have modular warehouses in case they have the necessity to leave. So for us, this is a given. We don't invest without these conditions that guarantee things. In terms of BPS, those who have internal infrastructure, we leave only the shell ready with the floor energy, and the clients divide the warehouses. So in terms of BPS, we've done this. This is in line with our specs. So this is what we do. Thank you, Sergio. The next question comes from Luis Tacchini, Credit Suisse. Good morning. Thank you, Luciana. Thank you for the presentation. Two questions for you. The first related to the level of growth in rental, actual growth in rental. We see that rental grows 21% year after year, ABL 15. But if you have the same level of December, you would have the same level as rental. In the next 12 months, you have a quarter of ABL becoming mature. In 2 years, another 22%. I'd like to know from you, what are your plans to have real growth in terms of rental? What do you believe we can expect? The second question in relation to CapEx, your investment pipeline is pretty large due to warehouses being the majority. I'd like to know from you, how do you see the inflation in costs? Are you worried? Has inflation in the cost of construction had an impact? How do you see the inflation in costs of construction in the future? Sergio, let's begin with cost, and then I'll talk about price. We had, in the recent past, rise in the price of concrete and steel. We had this impact in 2019. Looking forward, we're not worried with any type of material in the future. In our plans, we will believe the price of construction will be in line with our plans in the next 2 years. In terms of the rise in rental prices, you have to take into consideration the product mix. If you deliver a product with a higher rent, so your forecast is not always correct. What we saw in 2019, the mix of the projects in relation to 2019 versus 2018, we were able to get numbers higher than inflation. So we have some upwards of 10%. The trend from now on, of course, we're working on these numbers to do our best. And the fact that we have most of the contracts expiring in the short term, we can do this, increase the price. We should see in 2020 an increase. Okay, Sergio, concerning CapEx, what kind of parameter do you use when you do the planning in terms of CapEx? Our standard project, it depends on the size. So 1,050 per square meter. 1,050 reais per square meter. Now, Raul Prego, 11 Financial. Good morning. I would like to ask about the company's capacity with the increase in cash due to recycling. I'd like to know, could you anticipate the deliveries with this extra cash? Could you anticipate the delivery? Thus, I know you have plans until 2026. Would it be possible to anticipate, since the net debt is now at its lowest level? Raul, Sergio speaking. Yes, we have this capacity. So, especially with our strategy to recycle through investment funds. Now, looking forward, we're consuming most of the company's land bank. There is a cycle between the purchase of the land and the approval to begin construction. We're being efficient. This new land bank that we are forming that we bought in December last year, these plots of land. We have approvals in progress, almost approved. We should begin the construction in Q2. So we will have positive impacts in the plan. We will be able to anticipate the plan. The bottleneck is approval. It takes time to get the permits to begin construction. And the new purchases in all of Brazil, in all the regions in Brazil, is there any region that is excluded because of low demand, like, or a lot of offers in, like in São Paulo? You are continuing to look at all regions? Raul, first, we're doing this based on the demand that we have from the 200 clients we have. So this is happening. Our clients are being proactive and asking us for new investments in real estate. A lot are in the north and northeast. São Paulo is a large market. We will always continue to look at São Paulo, but we're being very selective because of the profitability. Thank you. Our next question comes from André from the webcast. I see a strong evolution of the assets based on the maturity of each plot of land. When do you believe that return on investment will stabilize in the future? Thank you for the question, Felipe speaking. We are still in the investment phase. The land bank, we are buying plots of land for the land bank, and we will deliver during the next 5 years. So we're seeing growing profitability in the next 5 years, and the market will tell us at which speed we will be able to grow and when return on investment will stabilize. We don't have a magic number right now, because we see more possibility of growth than stability. To ask questions, please dial *1. One more question from the webcast from Fernando Luis Tropico. If you are exchanging assets, wouldn't the net be zero, close to that? How is the absorption of new clients? Thank you for the question. I will answer the first part concerning exchanging plots of land for new purchases. We're not exchanging real estate from the base. We are exchanging the purchase of land for construction. This is normal. Concerning the fund, it's not an exchange. We are selling the minority share in these assets to a fund. So LOG has no participation in this fund, with the exception of being a consultant. It's divestment. If I buy more plots of land than I am selling, then the portfolio grows as a whole. Now, concerning absorption of new areas, Sergio mentioned in the beginning, this has been very good. Our client base has consumed all our areas, both those that are under construction or those that we are acquiring. And this is what we have done for new investments in new areas. We gave the example here. We have a project where construction just began. We have 75% rented. This shows the strength of the market, with clients migrating from bad assets, We have many of these in the country going to new assets and also e-commerce that needs a lot of square meters. We have another question from Fernando. If you say that you do yield to cost at 12% a year, but you're integrated with but construction is integrated, how do we know if you're not building below the costs, since you don't give us the cost of construction for each project? Thank you for the question. I will try to explain. In fact, for the assets delivered during 2019, we had a yield of cost close to 12%. So, and these rental contracts have also increased according to inflation. So there is a difference also in inflation. The cost of construction, for a long time, we have been talking about this. With an integrated construction, with our own construction team, standard projects, there are many initiatives and internal processes that make our efficiency greater than that of the market. Thus, we are building for a lower cost in relation to competitors. So, our cost is lower because the average price in the market does not have initiatives like us. The integrated operation for us is a great edge and a great source of success, not only in production, but also in the sale and management of the projects. You can only have this relationship with the client base, and this is one of our strategies to be diversified in terms of risk of the portfolio. You can only do that if you have a good sales team that is well aligned with the business, because with these relationships, we get a lot of information and the capacity to have a longer absorption curve. Now, in terms of management of these projects, we have not only revenue, but the guarantee that we will have standard procedures and scalability, making the cost of operation of our clients lower. I hope I answered your question concerning cost. So this integration of the operation, since the integration with clients from the identification of the plots of land and until delivery, that's one of the reasons for our success. Reminding you to ask questions, please dial *1*. We'd like to conclude the Q&A session. I'd like to pass the floor to Mr. Sergio, Mr. Felipe, and Mrs. Luciana for their final comments. Thank you for participating. I'd like to reinforce that we have had many opportunities for growth. We have a good land bank. We're working together with our clients, and this will help us. We're going into new markets where clients are asking us to come and to increase the quality. We're very optimistic with the All for One project. We are sure we will capture more opportunities than we identified before, and we have quality funding by recycling and also real estate investment funds. So we will continue this way. Thank you and a good day. The conference call for Log Commercial Properties is ended. We thank you all. We wish you a good day.